another season of Cultural Heritage with me, Happiness Amanda, where we talk about everything and anything. Yes, I'm so excited to be back, guys, and I'm sure you're excited as well to have me back. And I'm so sorry for just like disappearing. I know I did reach out and tell a few people that I would not be able to continue because a lot of things happened and I had to stop for a while. But I'm back. Literally, I'm like stuck in the house. I'm sure a lot of you are. Right now, we're like practicing the social distancing stuff. So yeah, we're in the house. And I decided to, you know, get back on this and share with y'all. This is going to be a short season because I'm going to share like a few Nigerian proverbs that I've learned. And I'm just going to share how we can use it and make references to it in our everyday lives. I'd also like you guys to continue what you always do. Share your suggestions and how you feel about it. And, you know, just give me feedbacks and things and your own stories and experiences. Let's go. So for this episode, my proverb would be this one. It goes like this. Craze know how to form. Now the trekking be the wahala. So I had a little argument with my sister. She said it's not wahala, it's wahala. You Nigerians out there, please, can you help me know what pronunciation this is? Is it wahala or wahala? Because I don't know. And so I'm going to try to sound more Nigerian and say, Craze know how to form. Now the trekking be the wahala. Now the trekking be the wahala. Okay, whatever. So that simply means things are easier said than done. To explain it further, it's like, you know, craze means to go crazy, literally go crazy, go mad, like a madman roaming the streets. Yeah, so it says, it's not that hard to act like you're mad, to act like you're crazy or insane. It's not that hard to act like that. But, you know, going through with it, like actually going through with the act and taking it to the very end is the hardest part of it. That's where the trouble comes in. And yes, you know, it's already the month of April. Ah, that's my month, my birthday month. Okay, it's the month of April and we're all stuck in the house right now. We are practicing the social distancing thing. And we're all here. And the truth is, we all definitely had plans for 2020. I mean, I as a person, I did have plans for 2020 and I did have my vision 2020, like we were all talking about vision 2020. And yes, we were ready for that. Okay, I was ready for it and we didn't plan this, but it's happening now. It's here. I was just going to say, don't forget what you planned out. Don't forget your goals. Don't forget the things you're doing, which is vision 2020. How far now? How far? See, I realized that when I wrote my goals down, because I always narrow my goals down to 5. And when I wrote my 5 goals down, I felt really excited for the year. And I just felt super overwhelmed by the thought of a new, fresh start, a new beginning and hope. I was filled with so much hope. And you know, every single day, I don't know about you, but I always read my goals. I think about my goals too. I think about them. I read them. And I don't just write goals down. I also write plans. And I read my plans as well. And the truth is, I haven't given up yet. Yes, we may be at home right now, but I still haven't given up on my goals and my plans for the year. To work more. I'm inspired to work on myself. Right now, you have time to meditate and think about your life so far. Think about choices that you have made. Think about mistakes that you have made and choices that you have made. And just every single thing that you need to put in place, you have the chance to do that. Like 2020 is giving you another chance. The fact that you're still alive, wow, that's a miracle, because a lot of people have died this year. Some were here last year but not here today, and you know, many saw this year but not here today, and we're still here today. That's a great chance and a great opportunity to get up and get going. And if you're stuck at home, try to do something new, learn something new for yourself. You have the chance to think about your life and just get on with it. If you love to write, now's your chance. Nothing's distracting you, because one of the greatest distractions as a writer is having people come in and talk to you or try to have conversations with you while you were writing. Now you're by yourself. If you don't have a mother like my mom who would like walk into your room all day or call your name all day, then you're even more blessed. You have the chance to actually get on with your talent. If you always wanted to learn something, you can learn it now. You have the chance to do so. So it's not too late to get back on your goals and keep grinding and taking steps of faith. You know, I actually told myself this year, happiness, we're going to fail more. We're going to get into more things and we're going to fail more, because the more you fail, the more chances you get to win. The fact that you are not getting it doesn't mean you're actually a failure. It just means that, well, you are busy. I always say that you never fail until you stop trying. So I'm saying to myself, we're going to try more. We're going to keep trying, and we're not going to give up happiness. We're not giving up until we win. And the more no's you get means you're getting more yeses. Out of every 10 no, there's a chance of getting at least 3 yeses, right? So yeah. And also, I think, you know, we should also try our best to obey higher authorities. When they tell you to do what's right, do it. When they say stay home, stay home. When your mom gives advice, listen. Your leaders, your parents and elders and pastors and all the people that God has put in our place to lead us, you know. It's better to feel and love every single person that you love. Because who would have known that the air that we breathe would be what would cause our deaths? I mean, we're not dying. I don't fall sick, and I don't think I'm gonna die by coronavirus. I know that this is not gonna kill me. But the fact is, we are all here, and many people have died from this thing, and you still have life in you. You can still listen to what I'm saying. This is amazing, and this is a miracle, and it's something that you should hold on to. You are one of the few that have been chosen to get to the very end of this tunnel. And I assure you guys that there is a light at the end of this tunnel. I'm just so happy to be back. I have no excuse whatsoever to not come back. So see y'all in the next episode of Cultural Heritage with Happiness Amanda, where we talk about everything. Feel free to drop your comments on Facebook and Instagram and whatever. Just drop your comments and tweet at me. And also, yeah, you can also send me voice notes and messages on Anchor and rate me on the Apple podcast. That's what it's called, right? Yeah. Bye.